Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
After Ricky's winning goal, Alex Neil does his best to give him a compliment.
Yeah, Ricky's a Norwich player.
After rumours of the Spice Girls reforming, Alex Neil comments if he would buy tickets for their concerts.
Certainly not for the figures that they're banding about.
Finally, Alex Neil warns Gary Hooper that Sheffield is full of healthy restaurants.
It's not going to be a pleasant place for them.
It's going to be more yellow and green than a leprechaun with kidney issues. This is the Little Yellow Bird Podcast. Hello and welcome to the fourth ever Little Yellow Bird podcast. I am John Rogers. I am in Norwich again. And in London again is Mr. Dan
Brigham.
Hooray!
Hey.
How are you, Daniel?
I'm all right, thank you. Yeah, I'm in another travel lodge.
A different one? Were you get chucked out the last one?
Different one. Last one was a bit difficult for Joe Cumfries to find, so I've moved more
closer.
Centrally. Closer to Jake. Although you're closer to Jake, he's moved back to Norfolk, hasn't he?
Has he?
Yeah, he's back in Norfolk now.
I wondered what that smell was.
It's terrible.
Yeah. So, how are you feeling about...
It's a smell of success, John. It's a smell
Yeah, no, that's the word. I just think it smells of piss, personally.
It or he?
It. Okay, smell fine. Of piss is wafting its way. And talking of wafting its way...
Right.
Let's get the elephant out of the room. Out of the way. Lewis bloody Graben. What's happened to him?
Well, I don't know. He's not here. Is he with you?
He's not with me.
He's not.
Who knows where he is, what he's doing and what he's saying currently. But
it's a bit... I didn't follow the match last night. And I sort of tuned in quite late to it. First off, I thought it was rubbish, but so the more you hear about it, and today it seems that he's... Well, according to The Sun, he's been fined and probably suspended, will miss the next game, etc. And it is quite extraordinary. I mean, I've got a bit of sympathy for him, but you don't, do you? You don't.
Why would I have sympathy? I just don't have any sympathy. For example, John Stones, okay,
yes.
Much younger, much more talented, on very good wages, and he's gone through the right channels and put a transfer request in. And I'm sure that as soon as they read the evaluation, they'll agree to the signing and off he'll go to Chelsea and everyone's happy.
But and that's what Raheem Sterling should have done. But what I have sympathy in, what I mean by that, I mean, if he's just done a runner because he's a bit peeved that he's been on the bench rather than starting, and let's face it, most strikers would be peeved about not striking, starting ahead of Ricky van Wolfswinkel. But if he's done a runner, then he's been a dick. But you never know what's gone on behind the scenes. You don't know what's happening with family or where their living condition, not the living conditions, but if they want to move back to Bournemouth, etc. So I found the rush to judge.
Are you drunk? Tell the truth.
Very tired. Rush to judge on Twitter a little bit. A little bit unseemly. I just think people... It's the same what happened with Wes when he called us shithouse. It's the same what happened with Bissong as well. And they're both mainstays of our team now. I think people deserve second chances.
Oh, yeah, I do. But they never ran away from a game like 2 hours before or whatever it was.
There are levels to it, but I think I'd be surprised unless Bournemouth bid, sort of 8 or 9 million for him. I'd be surprised if he goes immediately. And if he stays, I think Neil will give him a second chance as well. Alex Neil sort of proved himself to be the sort of manager who's happy to give players second chance.
Yeah, but that the Bissong thing and the Wes thing was before he was here. So How do you know, once a man is scorned, I don't know what his sort of reaction will be.
Sounds like a Dolly Parton somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Well, of course, whichever manager he pisses off, Alex Neil was has shown that players can come back from that. He will understand that sometimes players fall out with people and possibly deserve second chances. But, you know, if Graben carries on being a dick, then he has no place at Norwich City. But if he's happy to get his head down and try and get back into the team, then I'm happy for that as well. If he can come back from this, that'd be great.
I'm not going to lie, I didn't listen to a word of that because I was thinking of a Dolly Parton joke.
Have you got one?
Yeah.
Okay, go on then.
Talking of big couple of tits.
But Graben's only one tit.
Oh, man. Who else is a tit?
We should have...
Anyway, we're done Graben now. We've talked enough about him. If he goes for anything over 7 million, I'll be delighted. I'm not going to lie.
Okay. Delighted?
Delighted, because he can't jump. And that's enough for me.
Right. All right, then. You prefer your footballers like kangaroos?
Yes. If they can jump, get them in the bloody side.
Yeah. Fine. Okay. But anyway...
So let's do home and away, shall we?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Norwich City games at Carrow Road, and somewhere that's not Norwich, home and away, we'll have a say. So, home and away. Let's talk about the home game.
Stoke City,
the hottest place ever.
I've had to destroy my jeans. I wasn't even wearing jeans. That's how hot it was. I've destroyed my shorts from that. They were just sticking. It was just like a scene from The Terminator. Just everything was melting off me.
I honestly felt that I had melted into the seat. There were people throwing bottles of water over people just to make them survive for another 5 minutes. It was horrifically hot where I was.
But I hope you joined in with the very sensible booing of the drinks break.
Of course I did. Boo! Yeah.
I mean, who wouldn't want to drink? Want to sell it, you know, boo people, get in rehydrated.
Well, I stand outside coffee shops now and boo people as they walk in. It's the only way forward.
Yeah. I mean, who deserves refreshments when they're running around in that sort of heat? That was extraordinary. But we played very well, didn't we? It was an exciting game. Do you know what the best part of the day was, though?
For you or for me?
For both of us.
Meeting the Jack Reeve.
And not only meeting, but queuing up to talk to him.
We had to queue up
behind his legion of fans.
There's like a doctor surgery type of cashier number three, please type of queue. We had to wait behind.
And this man dispenses pearls of wisdom whenever you speak to him as well. That was probably the highlight of the day.
It was nice, wasn't it?
It was good fun. Yeah, but I thought we played very well. I mean, I think in our first three games, Norwich have shown that. Probably sort of won over a few neutrals, I think, as maybe a lot of Norwich fans suspected they would, because they've played good football, created a lot of chances, and we look like a team that is well equipped to stay up as long as our defence is sorted out.
I really enjoyed the football that we played.
Did you?
No, so, I just...
sounded like you were about to break into song there, John.
Yeah, I nearly did. But I'm just saying, I really enjoyed just that. Again, we didn't win... I enjoyed the Palace game. I enjoyed the Stoke game more than any other game last year for some reason. I don't know why. We didn't win. I just thought the football and the atmosphere was just brilliant fun.
Yeah.
Really good fun. Football is not always kind of put down as a fun thing to do, especially when you're supporting a team in the Premiership who is not as wealthy as others. Because you're probably going to lose more than you win. But I just really enjoyed it.
We were used to people used to trudge to Carrow Road in the last season we were in the Premier League. Now people sort of seem to
bounce.
Bounce just like kangaroos to Carrow Road. It's fun. It's really good to be back in the Premier League.
That's the second kangaroo mention you've done now.
I know. Yeah. It is just fun. And carry on playing football like that. Whether we win lots of matches or don't win lots of matches. If we carry on with that sort of attitude and that sort of play, I think Norwich fans will get right behind the team.
I think the two missing jigsaw pieces for me is still someone up top and someone in the back. And the midfield is just astonishing. The amount of chances that we create are just amazing.
There was someone behind me at the match who did moan about 20 minutes into the second half that we hadn't created enough chances, though. And this was after Cameron Jerome's Wes Houlihan's misses and Doran's having a shot tipped onto the post and Redmond getting one of the best saves I've ever seen at Carrow Road out of Jack Butland. Mm. But yeah, we apparently weren't creating enough chances. But no, you're right. Our midfield is proper Premier League class.
And, I had a few. Get it forward for God's sake. Oh, don't go backwards. Go forward with it, that sort of thing.
Yeah, don't bother keeping the ball. Just whack it.
Yeah, that's why I said, yeah, don't keep the ball. Just bloody kick it as hard as you can. Out of play. Great one, mate.
So on people are idiots note, so I reckon we should probably move on, shouldn't we?
Let's always move on. Should we? We'll come back to the away point later on in the podcast. But should we do? Yeah.
Let's introduce talk Southampton later.
Yeah, we'll do introduce Casual Jack again. So this is the second episode of Casual Jack. Casual Jack, he didn't know that Robbie Brady could play left back. Casual Jack, he doesn't know the difference between defence and attack. So I'm here with Casual Jack. How are you feeling about...
Well, before we start, what happened to Casual Jack last week?
Just tried something different.
Well, there are other podcasts that will have me, you know.
Are there? Like...
Well, loads. Probably too many to list right now.
Mm. Can you just quickly just tell us what you thought about...
No, I haven't really got time today, I'm afraid.
Just really quickly about Rotherham.
Well, what happened?
2-1. We won.
Well, that's all right then, isn't it?
Ricky scored and Graben walked away.
Okay, well... Classic Wolf, that is, isn't it? Just goal after goal.
Yeah, it's two in two or three seasons, so it's not.
Yeah, one a season. One each season. One, two in two, like you say.
Yeah, I don't think they go by season.
Oh, how else are you going to measure it?
Mm. What do you think about Graben walking, going AWOL?
I really haven't got time to talk about it, I'm afraid. You're just going to have to do without me.
Yeah. Sure, just a quick...
No, I'm sorry, I'm off.
Right. Next week?
We'll see, shall we?
Okay. Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So that was Casual Jack. In between something else that we can't talk about.
He loves his football, doesn't he?
he's so casual. So this is a good point to do the thing I can't say. I'm going to the thing I can't say. You ready?
What can't you say, John? What can't you
I can't say? Podcast pod bag. See, can't do it. What is it?
I no longer know if you're doing this on purpose or if you literally you have some sort of a brain freeze when it comes to saying podcast post. No.
Ah, see.
Podcast
post bag. I have problems saying words with two P's in front of it. Wait, what are you going to do?
Peter Pan?
Peter Piper, see?
Pilly Piper?
Pippi-papu.
Right.
Cunt. See? It just goes on and on. Hit us with the first one.
Okay, so
we did you do the jingle, wasn't it?
Okay.
Podcast post bag. Get on it.
Do you say that?
Yeah.
Or have you actually pressed a button for that?
No, I say it. Post bag.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm talking about this.
Oh, okay.
Post bag. Get on it. Go.
Right. So we asked, as we did last week, and we're probably going to do every week, possibly, we don't know. We asked if Norwich's draw with Stoke was a movie, which movie would it be? And we had a really good response.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you very much for everyone who...
not everyone, because some are really bad.
some are appalling, but we've blocked those people, so so it's fine. I'm just trying to find them right now.
Oh, God, here we go. Yeah. You had one job. That's all you've got to do is press a button on your little phony thing.
Well, I've got my laptop, actually. Okay, so Christopher Keeley at Kills811.
I like him.
Yep, he's a Norwich fan.
Oh.
He says, because of the weather, as we've just spoken about, he'll go, some like it hot and heat. So we've got a double one off him.
Two. Both to do with the weather.
Two classics there. New York Canaries.
Ah.
No, he hasn't gone for one.
What?
Degsy. I don't know.
Just like, quick, just make one up. Just make one up for him so he looks really
good. The Great Escape.
Ah, oh, did he say that one?
No, Degsy said that.
Well, what about the New York Canaries? What was his?
He said whoever prepared the ice buckets, not all the players got a cold towel during the water break. No idea. Oh, because we are... Yeah, it doesn't matter. Moving on. This is going well. So Giles Hine, at G_Hine, says the Matrix sequels promised lots, good in parts, especially set pieces, but ultimately left feeling that they should have been better. We were shit at set pieces. I mean, mostly. We conceded from a set piece. Okay, so The Waterboy from Sharon Matthews.
Nice. Sharon. Yeah. Hello, Sharon. I like Sharon.
You like Sharon?
Yeah, she works for the Benjamin Foundation.
For the what foundation?
The Benjamin Foundation.
Oh, okay.
We should do something for them.
We should do something for them. I don't know who they are. Who are they?
Just a really good charity in Norwich.
Okay. Sid Souris has gone for Star Wars 4, A New Hope.
Oh.
I like that.
Star Wars doesn't work, though, does it?
No, it doesn't really.
Although, Graben and Alex Neil are both stars in my eyes.
Graben is? Okay. So Richard at Twitchat, who's consistently amusing Twitter presence.
He's very funny. So
he's gone for A, Stoke Jack Mountain, because of Butland.
Yeah, and this next one is probably the greatest thing I've ever heard. Go on.
Well, there are two. So, so
this
two
one.
Others.
Yeah, this one.
Jack the Block.
No, not that one. That's rubbish.
So and
here we go.
Hugh's Afraid of Vertiginous Poof.
Oh, that wasn't the one.
I did that no credit. Really? That sort of... I mean, Mark Hughes, afraid of vertiginous, as in, you know, height, hoof. That's brilliant. Because Stoke did actually resort to a bit of hoofball in the second half.
It's almost
like they've not washed Pulis out of their system.
Do that Jack one again.
What Jack one?
The one before it, the first one.
Jack the Block. Stoke Jack Mountain.
It's Stoke Jack Mountain. In Brokeback Mountain.
Yes, we've done that one.
Yeah, well, that's brilliant, isn't it?
That's very good.
It did crumble away. Oh my God, that's good. That's too good.
Adam Brandon at Carnegie Schools. Jack Reacher, again, another Butland one.
Is this all about Jack Reeve?
Jack Butland, surely.
Might be about Jack Reeve.
Yeah, it could be, I suppose. And that's all of them. That's all the response. Oh, and Mark Lincoln said the Butland to fly effect.
Oh, that's good.
That works
as well.
Better written out.
It does. Most of these things do. But they were good, weren't they?
Well, Richard's gone another one. Richard has gone for Butlander, as in Zoolander, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah. And NB, not butt with a double T lander. So lots of good movies there. So sum up the Stoke game for us.
What's your favourite movie?
My favourite movie
is
Apocalypse Now is my favourite movie.
Can you get that into a Stokey way? A Stokalypse Now?
No, that would only work if we'd lost 6-1 or something, wouldn't it? No, I can't do that.
Well, never mind. We tried and we failed. Yeah. Talking of trying and failing, now it's time for John versus Dan. Was it Dan versus John? It doesn't matter because I'm bloody winning. Who cares? So, Dan versus John. Can you just remind everyone what the scores are currently? I can't remember.
You've shinned yourself to a 2-0 lead, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Old Shinny McGee.
So the first week, you accidentally got the bottom three in the season. Norwich came third in the Premier League.
No accident.
And last time, you somehow managed to pluck a guess out of the air of how many teams have got to the FA Cup semi-final since Norwich were last there.
Really angry about that.
You've not just shinned them in. You've properly testicled them in. They've just bounced off your balls, dribbled over the line, and somehow you've taken over a 2-0 lead.
No. It's bounced off my balls, hit the corner flags, gone straight into the air, into the referee's groin and back into the goal. That's how I do it. But I was thinking, I was quite angry at that because it's a hell of a big number range I had to guess in between.
But you're moaning, and yet you got it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, then.
Okay, right, so are you ready for this?
Yeah, this is where right, I start.
You have got to get... There's four possible answers of this question. You've got to get three to get the point.
Okay.
Are you ready for this? Which four players have worn Norwich City's number 9 shirt in the Premier League?
Ooh.
Oh, that's
four
nice.
Players.
It's nice, isn't it? Only four.
In the Premier League.
In the Premier League.
Right. Well, so we're not talking about now.
Well, there isn't a number 9, is there? That's the point.
No, we're not talking about sort of the last few seasons.
Yeah,
we're going back to 92, 93 is what is.
Of course we're talking about this now. Have we ever worn a number 9 shirt in the Premier League?
So, we're going back to the first Premier League season, right?
Yep.
Yeah?
I'll take your first answers, by the way. You've got three. You've got to think about it. Don't just blurt things out.
You know, I like to blurt things out.
Do your obvious ones first. Go on.
I'm not big on numbers, really. I mean, well, Grant Holt.
One. Ding! If I had a ding noise, I'd ding it.
Mark Robbins?
No,
he was 10, wasn't he? Was he 10? I think he was 10. Well, Ricky?
Bing! You've got one more chance now to get one of two.
I've got one more chance to get one of two. I mean, one more. Hold on, that can't be true. There must be more number nines.
There wasn't. Nope.
Really?
Yep.
Are you sure you've researched this correctly?
Look, I've just got this answer or question off the bloody internet. Don't have a go at me if this is wrong.
Right. Okay. So,
Are you Googling it?
No, I'm not Googling it. I wouldn't have got one wrong if I was Googling it.
Yeah, but you don't know what you're doing, do you? This is really boring for other people, so you've got to make a really good educated guess like I did.
Okay. Would you have got this? Another
do you know what? I would have... If I'd have broke it down, I would have got it. Tell you what, I'll tell you which one was in the 93-95 season.
93-95?
Around that time.
You
won't get it. It was Gary Megson.
Shut up.
Yep. So, you need to think of the last three. So, when was the last time we were in the Premier? Before Grant Holt and before Ricky?
Yeah.
You're not a bloody Norwich fan, are you? Who was our manager?
What do you mean, who is our manager?
You're breaking up a little bit, but don't worry.
Okay. Am I all right?
Not really. But...
Oh, it's going to be left field, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm breaking up. I can't answer the question. Old
I'm just guy. Trying to... Yeah, before Dean Ashton came in... So is there only one left, then?
Yes.
And hold on, Gary Megson was number 9.
That's what it says on my piece of paper, so it must be correct.
Gary Megson was number 9.
Yeah, he was. I remember it but quite clearly.
Right. Well, that makes
maybe
no
that's
sense.
The official nut when they first did official. I thought bet he was, you know.
Was you sure Mark Robbins? No, he was he had double figures, didn't he, Mark Robbins? Was he 10?
And this is when the official had to like their own number 9 shirt, when they had to like not just do 1 to 11.
Okay.
And Gary Megson was number 9, I remember quite clearly.
Is it going to be someone ridiculous like Svensson or, I don't know, like Ryan Jarvis? Is
nope,
it going to be
nope.
ridiculous? Am I going to be able to get
yeah,
get
you should
it?
Do. If it, you have to, you have, first of all, you have to think about who was manager.
Well, Worthington was.
Okay, Worthington. So at that time there, the first ever game. Can you remember the first ever game we played?
I can't remember who we played, actually.
It was actually the first ever game. It was Crystal Palace. I'm giving you so much clues here. You didn't give me fuck all when I had to guess my bally shot.
I don't.
I can give you...
Where's he from?
I'll give you... No, I can't tell you that. I'll give you one more fact.
Oh, hold on. You can't tell me that. So
I can't... I can tell you anything you want. What do you want to know?
Where's he from?
Okay. I'm going to give you one more fact about this person. And if you don't get it, you're fucking lost. Like a loser, and it's going to be 2-0 still. This person was blowing out of his backside and had to come off at half-time.
Okay, and he's clearly not English. You clearly don't know where he's from.
I do.
We had another Scandinavian in our side, didn't we? Fucking hell.
Don't do that, because that hurt my ears.
Five. What's his name? Johnson. Johnson.
Four.
Johnson. Matthias Johnson.
Correct.
He was number 9.
He was number 9, remember? His little baldy but golden shaven head.
That's extraordinary. Do I win a point then?
You won a fucking point. Yeah, I had to like scream it to you, but you've won a point, Dan.
I would never have got Gary Megson. I don't understand how Worthington helps with that answer, though.
Because you're just putting yourself in that first game of the season.
Yeah.
He was number 9 on the right there, and he was shit. Talking of shit, let's talk about the second part of Home and Away.
Norwich City games, a Carrow Road, and somewhere that's not Norwich, Home and Away.
Fucking get on with it.
So, we're going to talk about the second part of our little preview, as I like to call it, of Southampton. And what's so special about the Southampton game, Daniel?
I don't know. What is special
is so special about the day of the Southampton game?
Well, this Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's your birthday, isn't it?
Ding, 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 ding. You don't get a point for that. What have you got me? I'm just going to...
Got you another one of your another Forrest Gump baseball cap.
Oh, I like
that. Fond of wearing, yeah.
That one is just like stained.
What are you doing for your birthday?
Well, it's over the bank holiday weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, no one's around, really.
Exactly, and kids are.
Yeah.
One last.
You were
going to
do a barbecue, weren't you? Are you going to invite all of our listeners to a barbecue?
Or I don't think we can get all 7 at my house.
Oh, it might be a struggle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, what the weather like has been.
Well, exactly, yeah.
This is probably the most boring thing we've ever talked about on this podcast.
Move on to
the
Southampton game. Southampton. Are you going to be watching it on your birthday?
I'm going to be watching it on my birthday. Is that cool or not?
Yeah, of course that's cool, yeah.
Yeah?
Is it going to make you... It's an early kickoff, isn't it? Is it going to make you a little bit sad? A little bit sad if
Well, no, because
I'm
going out for a lovely curry after, so I can go out and have enjoy myself. But what are we going to do during the Southampton game? Are we going to bloody win or are we going to lose? You tell me right now, Dan.
Well, Southampton have had a bit of an iffy start to the season. They haven't won yet, have they?
They've lost all their decent players, that's why.
Well, they always seem to do that. And I think Wanyama and Mano have been linked with moves away as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're playing right now in Europe, aren't they? And I think that's sort of like many clubs who are sort of in their first European season and don't necessarily have the biggest squad and look like they're going to lose a couple more of their first 11. European football can drain their resources. And it'd be a bit of a pity, because Southampton have been one of the, you know, a really good success story. But they seem unsettled by Europe and by players wanting to leave. But one of the really good stories is Rodriguez coming back. It's really good to see him back after missing the entirety of last season. And he looked a really good player in their first season back in the Premier League. He got into the England team, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
And was all set for going to the World Cup until he got injured. But it's really good to see him back. And a little bit surprised he's not starting ahead of Pelé, actually. Who had a really iffy end to the last season, just sort of mirrored Southampton's fortunes. And although I think he scored in the opening game, he struggled a little bit, and Southampton looked pretty clueless against Watford, judging by Match of the Day highlights. So I think Norwich go there with quite a lot of confidence.
I was thinking the other day about Southampton. Now, they were one of the teams when I was growing up, with the Matt Le Tissier and the Francis Benali. They're the two players that I used to remember.
Yeah.
Even Ian Dowie. They were always one of those teams where we never seemed to beat away. I mean, Dell was a horrible place to go, and I don't think we've ever done very well when we have visited them since they've gone to St Mary's. They're one of these little bogey teams that I don't think we'll do very well against, unfortunately.
We always used to have quite high scoring games against them, like Palace as well, back in the early 90s. Always seemed to be a lot of 3-4. I think we lost 5-4 to them, didn't we?
We did.
93-94, I think. We lost 5-4 to them.
Was it Ken Mankow scored?
Yeah, header from a corner in the last minute.
Yeah, and he punched the ball into the crowd. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really believe in the whole bogey team thing. I think they won't attack us too heavily. They've, as I say, 3 centre backs now. They played against Watford. I think they'll be looking to keep things tight. So it
was 0-0, wasn't it? The Watford game.
It was 0-0. Yeah, it was 0-0. So I think I think Norwich will go there with a decent chance winning, as we all know, we play better away than at home under Alex Neil.
Your voice has gone all wibbly wobbly. Can you say that again? That's much better. Thanks very much for that, Dan. So what's next? Oh, so this is the point of the show that we've been looking forward to for a very long time, and we're going to ring Mr. Jake Humphrey for an exclusive interview live on the Little Yellow Bird podcast. Here we go. So, hasn't gone well, not going to lie, the last few... Oh, ring. Come on.
Hello, Jake Humphrey's phone. Jeanette speaking. How may I help you?
Oh, hello there, Jeanette. Is it possible I can speak to Mr. Jake Humphrey, please?
I'm afraid Mr. Humphrey's very busy right now and he can't come to the phone. Now, keep calling.
Yes, certainly. It's John here. We spoke to his agent. He said we could ring him about this time for the last four weeks. And unfortunately, we haven't got through to him. So I'm just wondering if I can have a quick word live on the Little Yellow Bird podcast. I'm sure you've heard of it.
I don't think I have heard of that, John. I'm afraid he is rather busy right now. So if I can take a message for you, I'll let him get back to you.
Listen, love. This has gone far enough. Look, he said we can ring him, okay? We've gone on and we've gone on and we've gone on. I'm looking a bloody fool here. So if you can put your ass into gear, stop being a shit PA and get him on the phone, I'd appreciate it, okay?
Quite frankly, it's up to me who Mr. Humphrey speaks to. And actually, I don't really like the tone of your voice. I'm off to work for a nice man called Mr. So next week. You can just fuck off. Goodbye.
Oh, for God. This is ridiculous now.
We've gone through the right channels as well.
Right. I can't be arsed anymore. Still, yeah. It's a good job though, isn't it?
Jermaine's?
Yeah.
You fancy it?
No, she's got it.
Dry cleaning, gardening. House refurbishments, select and organise wardrobes for specific designers for special events appearances at Harrods or Oswald Boateng, gaining further recognition within the media, producing his own iPhone apps, Would you click on a Jermaine Defoe iPhone app?
It depends if you could like punch him in the face, maybe. We click here and his eyeball falls out, something like that, I'd do that.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But imagine, that's not a PA, that's like, are you a superhero? Yes, well... Come along, we'll give you $55,000 to make me into a baby.
It's not being a PA, it's being Jermaine Defoe, essentially.
Yeah.
It's literally doing anything a normal human being would normally do for themselves.
Should we add a few extra little bits and bobs that they could do, like wipe his ass?
Yeah, no.
Chew his food?
A friend of mine.
That's a lie.
We were once around another friend's house, Roma McLachlan, and this friend, who will name nameless, was 12 years old. And came out of the toilet, and we were at the bottom of the stairs with his pants down by his ankles, and asked my other friend's mum to wipe his bottom for him. Because he hadn't learned it. 12 years old, he hadn't learned. How old were you when you learned?
So, I know, you know, we get desperate when we try to fill up the podcast, but when you're talking about half-naked 12-year-olds towards the end of... Hopefully people would have turned off by now. If they haven't, we're in dire straits.
Terrible.
Yeah, and on that bombshell, I think
we should
end it.
I think you're probably right.
Thank you very, very much, everyone, for listening to this week's Little Yellow Bird podcast. It's been a weird old week with grab and running away, Ricky scoring, extremely hot temperatures, and kids with their pants down. So let's finish off.
Booing water breaks.
And doing what?
And booing water breaks.
Boo.
As well. Boo-hoo.
Maybe that's why we're not. That's why people were buying. Oh, it makes so much sense now. That's why they were booing John Waters. Maybe that's what it was.
We didn't give the Norwich fan the credit they deserve.
Exactly. That was really ironically clever. Well done, Snake Pit.
We should also probably say, if people have come to this through iTunes, whatever, that we do have a website, the Little Yellow Bird project.co.uk, where you can find lots of articles and podcasts, etc.
Smooth. So let's finish off today's podcast with your little thing called...
I've forgotten the name.
I know you have. That's why I always
do
it.
You've not even done a jingle for me. Oh, you have done a jingle.
I have, yeah.
Will happen, won't happen.
Yay!
There you go.
Will...
Norwich end striker search by signing highly rated Gary Hooper from Sheffield Wednesday.
Won't.
Disgusted by the lack of drinks breaks at Southampton, Norwich fans instead start booing the players for walking off at half-time.
Will.
Leading scorer Russell Martin storms out of St Mary's Stadium after Alex Nils fails to start him up front.
Won't.
Lewis Grabban advertises for new PA. Responsibility includes burrowing tunnels, sourcing camouflage clothing, and handling infrared glasses.
They were fantastic. Thanks very much, Dan. Thank you for everyone else for listening to the Little Yellow Bird podcast.
Thank you.
We will see you next week. And everyone, if they see me, say happy birthday to me, because my birthday coming soon. Hooray!
Happy birthday, John.
Bye.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.